Isn't The Lion King such a great movie, Noah? I asked the nearly panting child. He was too focused on it to even hear me, but he kind of gave me a lazy, dreamlike head nod, as if to say, gosh, kids, sheesh. It was Friday movie night for myself and little Noah. For his parents, it was date night until 1 a.m. So I had the cutie all to myself. And so did my girlfriend. The 6-year-old's breathing was becoming increasingly louder and harder. And I gave a little smirk. I knew I had the child I was babysitting at maximum ecstasy. My perverted fucking boyfriend had wanted me to watch Little Noah for quite some time. And so here I finally was, giving my lover, who was a married man of all fucking things, his ultimate fantasy as my iPhone recorded everything. And maybe it was mine too. Loud smacking and deep kissing sounds filled the room as young little Noah's hips pounded and opened, Cassie's tongue darting in and out of his little mouth. He tried to keep up with her but was really struggling. Slow it down a lot, Cassie. He's only 6, girlfriend. I told the sex-crazed woman. Cassidy pulled back and looked into his eyes. Okay, honey, let's slow it down. Sorry, Lana. I got a little carried away making out with such a cute little 6-year-old. She told me, keeping her eyes locked into his. It's okay. It doesn't look like he minded that much. I told her, looking at the Star Wars blanket covering all of our laps. Cassie glanced down and gave a wicked smile, but then she hurriedly returned to smooching on the poor red-faced first grader. Is this making you jealous? I leaned over and whispered to the camera. I wanted my married boyfriend getting super hot over this. I looked hard at the camera. Do you like watching Cassie make out with this cute and sexy little kid while I play under the blankets with him? I knew he had wanted Cassie for a while now. Seeing her get with Noah before he had the chance to on a video would be driving him absolutely crazy, and it was making me insanely wet. Noah's silky and soft Star Wars blanket slowly rose up over his lap, before very smoothly and slowly falling back downwards again. I focused filming on this as the blanket raced higher and higher, ever so slowly once again. I repeated this over and over, watching his cute little Noah humped and pumped. And his pump little hands grasped and opened and closed in delight. I was also literally making the poor child's toes curl in the dark, red-hot excitement as I sweetly and softly pleasured him. His Batman undies were down at his ankles along with his Nike basketball shorts. And I couldn't help but grin. I already knew exactly what to do to this horny little kid. Maybe children weren't so different from men after all. With my handful of erect child cock, I slowly stroked the trembling and shaking boy's insanely solid erection to the swollen tip. And then, pulled up on it as much as possible. And I held it that way for a few seconds. It's the same way I played with Jim's married cock. He called it slow stroking when I did it to him. Once I had paused long enough while keeping it foot-pulled, then I slowly, oh, so slowly, lowered my fingers. I can't wrap my whole fist around little Noah's penis, though. Until I pulled the child's penis skin all the way down. Once I was sure his bloated head was fully exposed and sticking out, I paused again for 5 to 10 seconds, ensuring the 6-year-old's flattened helmet was completely exposed, and I could feel the boy's shaft throbbing in my grip as I played with him like this. It was making him almost panic, and for a moment I thought it was too much for the child to bear. But that little youngster calmed slightly each time I began to pull up on him. But as I made his tip pop out again and then held it forcefully at the base, this started causing Noah to buck his hips upwards. I was sending artificial sex signals to his little underdeveloped brain, his mind being exposed to having the lineage of humanity. Thought maybe he was in a vagina, so it did the only thing it knew to do. Make his hips move so he could fuck. Oh, good boy. Your brain thinks it's getting some pussy. How cute is that, Cassie? I asked her, a look of concentration on my pretty blonde face. Mm-hmm, she said, smoothly lip-locked with the youth in a deep French kiss. I was impressed he was catching on so quickly. Oh, Cassie, it looks like our little adventurer's hands are going exploring on your body. I told her. I noticed that little Noah's hands had slipped into the semi-tight left bra cup and was gently squeezing her, massaging her plump breast contained within. His small hand looked so tiny inside of her large D-cup bra. She smoothly reached up and pulled the bra down, exposing her beautiful left mammary. Also, and her swollen, long, pink nipple to the girl-crazy boy. She did it, trying not to break off that deep kiss. Oh, little Noah purred, the sight of a grown woman's breath just overwhelming his young mind. He broke off the kiss unintentionally so he could take in a full visual of Cassidy's 36-year-old breast into his buzzing young mind. Don't stop, baby, I told him, adjusting and opening my thighs next to him. She didn't know that adorable little Noah's hands had been inside the waistband of my tight, silky leggings for almost 5 minutes now, and the child was cautiously but oh, so bravely rubbing up and down my slippery thong-covered labia majora. One of my hands were busy pleasuring the boy, while my other hand was guiding the kid, instructing the child on how to play with a wet pussy under the blankets. A skill I'm sure he'd use for a long time. Slowly, I had his wrist in my palm while my fingers made his own point out. I was showing him how to play with woman's clit before then slowly going up and down the length of my slit. And I repeated this for about 5 minutes before slipping his fingers inside the tight, silky thong-covered fabric that covered my fully shaven vagina. Oh, wow, it's so wet and hot. Oh, my. He stammered before Cassidy drifted in, stealing his attention once more with her deep kissing and beautiful tits. She'd lowered the other cup down, bearing both of her plump and motherly breasts to the sexually intoxicated kid. I gave a small groan of pleasure in my throat as little Noah's fingers slipped up and down my pink slit and played at the smooth lips inside of the tight thong. Cassie was deep kissing him slowly, so I matched her tongue action in and out of his mouth with how I messed with his twitching little penis. His hands were full, his mouth was full, one reaching up and squeezing both plump and dangling boobs in his face, the other hidden between my slightly opened thighs under the blankets, giving him access to my secret womanhood. It was a lot for a 6-year-old to take in, but he was multitasking very well. Oh, wow. Look, Noah. Simba's fighting with the other evil lion. I love this part. I told him, and Cassie broke off her kiss. We all three pretended to watch the movie, and it was really hot and cute at the same time. I was playing with child cock. He was busy in between my legs, and Cassie was playing with his hair and holding him up while he gasped at her huge jugs. I gave two quick tugs on his erect penis and then pulled the skin down as tightly as possible, forcing the head to completely reveal itself. Too bad it was under the blanket. I held that small, throbbing 6-year-old's pole in my fingers, flattening out my hand on his small tummy and forcing his erection to stand up as his head was kept fully exposed. Little Noah groaned and called out, leaning his head back and clenching his teeth. It must have felt really good to have his little cock played and messed with like I was doing to him. I know Jim enjoyed it immensely. So he kept holding him tight and in place, his tip becoming monstrously bloated and swollen, far beyond what a normal 6-year-old boy should ever bring their penis to. And with my other hand, I guided his small digit into the entrance of my vaginal cavity and left it there, and figured, you know, by instinct, he would find the way in. And I was right. Oh, baby boy, that feels so good. I told him, encouraging the youth as he slowly and somewhat clumsily pressed his finger in and out of my tight, slippery entrance. This was all so new to him, and he was mostly exploring as opposed to being skilled at masturbating a woman. As he fingered me, he could feel me riding his rigid cock continuously, holding it in place, forcing his head to throb and keep swelling up. Oh, wow! Hold me, Noah. This part is so scary when the mean lion is hurting Mufasa. Cassidy told the child, quickly reaching over and grabbing him in a tight embrace. The youngster's face got an even darker shade of red, and I firmly kept my sinful hold on his small yet long root, keeping his young kindergarten cock pulled tight and making that kid's head protrude and bloat out. Being this close to Cassie, he naturally slipped his horny and cautious fingers down her smooth tummy and onto her thighs. He squeezed the beautiful blonde's large, soft thighs, and she encouraged him to do even more, parting her big thighs open and wider than before. Noah rubbed the silky front of her leggings, moving his fingers over Cassidy's crotch before resting them there. Oh, hold me tighter. This is the really bad part where Mufasa dies, Cassidy called to him, squeezing the love-drunk young boy harder to her boob-filled chest. She opened her thighs completely wide for his hands, and the child didn't hesitate to take advantage of it. This kid really knew how to take a cue. I watched as Noah quickly moved his finger upward to her tight leggings waistband. He paused, trying desperately to get inside of the waistband, but It was pretty tight and he couldn't figure it out. So Cassidy reached down and helped the little boy, her eyes still glued to the TV in apparent terror at watching the lions fight. She peeled the waistband and the pink thong inside of it forward for just a moment, allowing the curious youth inside of her leggings' crotch area. Good boy, I called out, encouraging the youngster to play with her. The kid was doing really good. He was still slowly using his fingers on me, and I could see his hand and fist digging around inside of Cassidy's leggings. Don't stop holding me, baby! I get so sad when he's killed! I hate this part! Cassidy told him, her eyes on the TV, but secretly allowing the boy to explore her vagina. Noah couldn't fake interest in the movie anymore, and was now 1,000% focused on playing between both of our legs. So, Noah, do you and your mommy ever watch movies like this together? I asked him. Cassidy reached down between her open thighs and pressed on his hand. Almost, son. Down just a little more. On your play, mommy. I knew she was trying to guide him, and as soon as she slipped in a hand inside of her leggings, showing him how to find her entrance. Hearing her call him son was such a huge turn-on for some reason. It added another taboo element to the already fucked-up and scorching-hot sexual escapades the three of us are enjoying. Well, if you count Jim, then it would be 4, since he's getting cucked by the 6-year-old on video. Yeah, right there, honey. That's such a good boy. So you two ever watch movies alone? Your mommy's very pretty. And she's the same age as Lana and I, right? 35 or 36? Cassidy asked the youth. I knew Noah was fingers deep inside of both our slippery holes, so I simply kept holding him by the root. Once again, he started slowly bucking his hips, so I knew it was making him go crazy with how I was holding him.
Yeah, me and Mom watch movies sometimes. It's fun.
Noah stammered, trying to wrap his young 6-year-old mind around the overwhelming sexual sensations. Oh yeah? She's so pretty. She has really big tits too, just like mine, doesn't she? Cassidy asked him, drawing a loud grunt of pleasure out of the nasty and kinky comment. She slipped her left hand under the blankets, and I could feel her slipping up to his bloated erection. Squeeze his head while I hold him tight, I told her, gyrating slowly on the kid's exploring digit inside of me. I could feel his penis begging to give a sharp throbs as she squeezed and slowly milked his exposed tip.
Oh man.
Little Noah cried out, clenching his teeth in a tight grimace of ecstasy. I bet your mom would love if you played with her like this on your next movie night, Cassidy told him, slowly and oh so carefully giving his insanely swollen tip a firm squeeze action.
Oh man.
Noah squealed in childish glee, his hips thrusting forward. I just love babysitting you, Noah, I told the kid. I leaned over and Noah quickly lip-locked with me. I French-kissed the kid slow but hard, pushing my tongue in and out of his small mouth. He had gotten better at kissing from practicing with Cassie.
Oh, honey!
Cassie said out loud, pulling the blankets down, exposing the explicit sight of the 6-year-old's long erection. His swollen little cock was a bright shade of red, and I glanced down at it while my mouth was covering his, making out with the little tyke. I still held his cock tight and then angled it towards her. She was getting really horny for the child. She bent forward and gave his swollen head a firm kiss, then slowly took him into her mouth, going as far down on the throbbing young erection as she possibly could. Her wet and slippery lips glided down his little pole until her mouth kissed my fingers, still gripping his shaft and pulling the skin to the kid's swollen, hairless balls. Cassie quickly pulled her entire head upwards, making little Noah's swollen cock, and especially his huge head, exit her mouth with a very loud. It sounded like a cork being pulled out of a wine bottle. Noah called out. The kid panicked when she popped him, bucking his hips and ripping his oily fingers out of our vaginas. Out of pure instinct, he gripped her big, silky blonde head in his little hands, desperately trying to control the wicked adult woman's blowjob onto his 6-year-old cock. Oh, I bet he liked that, I said, looking hard at Noah. He looked up at me in a dreamy, lazy, childlike stare. His eyes started to loll to the back of his head. I moved down and we started making out again. Hard. Cassie was slowly blowing him, his small hands grasping her skull, trying to control her or slow her down. The elegant mother kept the same pace and tempo on his child cock, no matter how desperately he wanted to control her. Even now. Every now and again, she would build up pressure and then suck off the boy's member with another loud. Oh, gosh, Noah called out, kissing me harder and deeper as our tongues intertwined. Cassie was sucking him nice and slow while he tongue danced with me. Let's have some real fun with him, Cassie told me, looking up into my eyes. You're doing great, sweetie. You're such a big boy. Mommy Lana is so proud of you, honey. Now, let's take it really slow. You don't want to pee just yet, Cassidy told him, as I faced the red-faced youngster I was babysitting. I was locked in a tight 69 with Cassie, looking up at the boy and trying to lock eyes with him. She was on her back, and I was sitting on her face. The kinky woman licked my widely parted labia, and I could feel her tongue lapping away at my hard clit, and she had her entire index finger buried deep inside of my vaginal passage. I squeezed down on it, imagining it was little Noah's erection. Oh, man. Okay, Mommy Lana. It feels really good, though. I like going faster. The kid quipped, his bright red face scrunched up in an undeniable ecstasy. I know, honey, but you gotta take slow strokes and move your hips super slow, just like I showed you, or else you'll go pee-pee, remember?
Fuck!
Cassidy called out, the nastiest of the filthy taboo act she was engaged in washing over her as she heard me guide the youth in his sexual adventure. The 6-year-old finally locked eyes with me and stared into my blue-eyed visage dreamily. I was mesmerizing him as his small pee-pee played with Cassidy's wet, incredibly pink vagina. He grunted, my heart straining, increasing his testosterone levels as he buried himself deep inside of her wet hole. Good job, Noah. Now, pull it out so Mommy can look at it. I want to see if it's hard enough for her, I told the heavily breathing child. He slowly pulled out, grunting loudly as he exited the gripping entrance, and then proudly displayed his short, yet insanely hard, throbbing penis for my inspection. In the tight 69 Cassie had me in, my mouth was just mere inches from the child's stiff cock as it slowly exited the tight vaginal opening. Oh, what a cute cock, I told the kid, watching it jump with a mind of its own outside her larger lips and pink slit, the six-year-old cock glistening in the light from that wet 35-year-old pussy. I used my thumb and index finger to form a tight ring, and then slowly pulled his cockskin down to the base. This drew a sharp gasp from the boy as his penis head was forced to reveal itself. The child grunted as he looked down at his own bulbous tip, plumped up and shining from her vaginal juices. Cassidy reached down and lewdly parted her slippery outer lips, showing the boy a very explicit look at an extremely widely opened vagina. "You want me to keep it spread for him?" she asked me, a sly, seductive tone in her voice. "Yeah, it's making his eyes pop out of his cute little head," I lightly snickered. I kept looking dreamily into his young face, holding his tightly pulled little penis and ever so slowly moving the fattened end cap up and down the glistening pink opening. I heard Cassie moaning, trying to focus on my clit as I played with both of them. "So, how's kindergarten coming along, Noah?" I asked the sweating, heavily breathing child as I danced the kid's swollen head over the pink plate splayed out in front of it. I grinned. The poor boy couldn't even speak as he watched me with full focus, playing with his privates on Cassidy's blonde treasure. I re-gripped his shaft and then held him, pulled out straight, sticking the bloated tip to her pink clit. Then I reached out my fingers and thumb and gently began to squeeze the swollen boy's cap. "Oh, oh, oh," he called out as I slowly massaged the bloated tip. He was clenching his buttocks together, driving his hips forward involuntarily as I focused on that head. "What a good boy! You're twitching like a grown-up, sweetie," I told the boy, encouraging him as I sweetly took his bobbing length into my tight mouth. A loud filled the room with the suction sound as I blew back off the swollen child cock. Noah blurted involuntarily, my sudden deep throat and subsequent hard suction making his eyes loll in his head. He quickly reached down and planted two small hands on Cassie's large, womanly, soft, and widely parted thighs. I smoothly sucked him and then firmly pulled my head back, making him forcefully exit my tight lips with another loud. The poor child grunted hard and slammed his hips forward. "Oh, fuck!" Cassie called out. "I think he wants some more pussy." I slowly sucked and blew him as he rested himself on her soft and opened big thighs, leaning far forward. This allowed his cock to hang down and give me better access to blow him. The child called out, grunting as I steadily bobbed and bobbed off his cock, sticking straight up in his lap. Obscene sucking and popping noises filled the room as I pleasured the small boy. He tightly gripped her large thighs to steady himself and then tried to ram himself into my mouth. "Easy, honey. Just let mommy suck," I told the horny and raging youngster. Having an amazing threesome at a tender age of 6 was making his mind bend. "Noah, reach your hand down here and play with Lana's soft butt, will you?" I asked the excited youngster. Eager to oblige, I soon felt the youth pumping my soft and supple cheeks in his hands.
He was doing the best he could, desperately trying to feel and touch as much of me as he could. Good boy, I told him. I sucked slow, flicking my hard tongue on the swollen purple head. He was leaning as far forward as possible now, and it made his cock and tiny nutsack dangle even further down. I had to start sucking him more from the side of it, so I sucked him very slow and with lots of pleasure. Little Noah called out as he felt me deep throat him slowly. I went as far down his throbbing pole as I could, and then just held it for a moment, with him as deep as possible in my throat. I felt the child shake uncontrollably until I let up. Noah called out when I popped off his member with loud suction.
Come on, Noah. What are you, a pirate now? Don't stop playing with Lana's butt, Mr. Boy. Keep feeling around. You're almost getting closer to her no-no grown-up place, Cassidy reminded the frantically gasping child. I called out, with his penis filling my mouth, my head not moving as I held him there in my tight mouth again. I was mentally pushing the little boy onward with my lusty noises. I felt a few of his small fingers frantically searching for my scalding hot and wet entrance. He was so close, and it made me really wet. I kept blowing him while he stretched over Cassie's mouth and open motherly thighs. Oh, fuck, I need him now, Cassie. Show him how to mount me from behind, I blurted. I wanted this kid really bad, and I wanted him now. Little Noah got behind me quickly, and Cassie showed him how to mount me doggy style. It wasn't long at all, and then the boy was slamming into me, and it felt, oh, so good. Oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. Noah cried out with me as I squeezed him hard. Squeezing with my vagina as hard as possible, my tight pussy walls clamping down on his solid little kindergarten cock. Oh, the scent of pussy was heavy in the air as my vagina worked overtime, squeezing and sucking and milking his six-year-old cock. The effects it was having on little Noah were obvious. As his small hands opened and closed rapidly, the overwhelming power of his first vaginal-induced orgasm instantly too much for the child's mind to process. He pumped me as hard and fast as he could for about 15 seconds, with Cassie slurping and playing with his balls, and then he unleashed his small child orgasm up inside my tightly squeezed cunt. Oh, 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 he cried out. Oh, mommy. Noah cried out, his orgasm exploding inside of me. I clamped down on his cock and started coming myself. Noah pulled his shiny cock out of me slowly, and Cassie began sucking him off again. Such a good little boy Noah is.